The Power FM News, brought to you by Techno Accessories. Techno, say hello to original.
Bringing you out of the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbelt News Bureau. The Power FM News.
United Party for National Development, UPND Alliance spokesperson Leslie Chikwete appeals to Zambians to vote for President Hakainde Hichilema for his second term. A 53-year-old man drowned after falling into an uncovered water well in Hamazongo village in Monze district. Nigeria to enforce new tax laws despite opposition concerns in international news. And in sports news, Zim goalkeeper Elvis Chipezeze sees lessons despite Warriors Afghan exit.
And now, FM News.
At Frontline with Albanese Every Day, I'm Grace Wanji. The United States Embassy in Lusaka has announced the suspension of visa issuance to Zambian nationals effective January 2026. The measure will also affect citizens from 38 other countries, including Angola, Togo, Gabon, Senegal, and Venezuela. Speaking in a statement, the embassy says the decision is intended to limit the entry of foreign nationals as part of efforts to safeguard the security of the U.S. However, the embassy has clarified that affected applicants may still submit visa applications and book interview appointments, although they could be found ineligible for visa approval or entry into the United States. The embassy says further guidance will be provided as implementation date approaches. United Party for National Development, UPND Alliance spokesperson, has urged Zambians to support President Hakainde Hichilema for a second term when the country goes to the polls next year. Speaking on Power FM's political broadcast, Mr. Chikwete highlighted some of the achievements of the UPND government, pointing out to national discipline and peace in the country. Mr. Chikwete stated that President Hichilema's governance stance has earned him criticism both within the outside of the party. Meanwhile, Mr. Chikwete stated that the alliance intends to campaign for Hichilema in the upcoming 2026 general election, urging voters to support his development agenda as outlined in the party manifesto. Mr. Chikwete also urged the opposition to engage in constructive dialogue as they are all trying to serve Zambian people.
So we are going to have a peaceful environment. We are going to continue campaigning in all the constituencies asking for the mandate, but very importantly for our alliance. We are going to go flat out to campaign for our president.
Mm.
His Excellency President Hakainde Hichilema, who has lived strongly, who has been very disciplined, has made some enemies, even within the alliance, even within the UPND, because of his discipline. So we are going to go flat out and say, if we make a mistake and give an opportunity for an experiment leader, then we are going to lose it.
Mm-hmm.
For the Chawama people, who will go there because we are going there flat out to campaign for Morgan.
Mm-hmm.
The government says no beneficiaries will be allowed to register for both social cash transfer and cash forward programs at the same time. Local Government and Rural Development Permanent Secretary Nicholas Thierry stated that the measure is part of Cash for Work Phase 2, which is expected to start on January 1, 2026. Mr. Thierry explains that the program will be implemented in close coordination with the Ministry of Community Development and Social Services, which manages the social cash transfer program. He added that the participants under Cash for Work will only be engaged after funds have been secured in order to avoid delays in the payment of allowances.
In phase two, what we have done, we are working together with Smart Zambia Institute as well as the Ministry of Community Development, and we have developed a digital application which is going to make it possible for the ministry to detect, first of all, the duplicates in the NRCs and the phone numbers, but more importantly, any person that is on any government or social protection program, the system will automatically be able to flag off and indicate that this person is a beneficiary or has benefited before from cash for work. I think that's one of the most important innovations that we have put in place. We have put in place measures including the fact that we are going to only recruit beneficiaries as and when the funds are available to pay them.
A 53-year-old man has drowned after falling into an uncovered water well in Hamazongo village in Monza district. Police say the victim, Geoffrey Mdenda, was found dead in the well on December 30, 2025, behind a house in the area. Southern Province Police Commanding Officer Monona Malongo says the incident was reported to Pemba Police Station by 26-year-old resident Cholwe Mwemba, who noticed flies around the well while checking his garden. Mr. Malongo explained that the drowning is believed to have happened between December 28 and December 30, 2025. Officers rushed to the scene together with the Pemba Fire Brigade and found the well to be about 5 meters deep. He added that with the help of the fire brigade, police managed to retrieve the body from the well. The deceased was later identified using a national registration card, and relatives confirmed his identity. Mr. Namalongo stated that no visible injuries were seen on the body at the time of recovery, adding that the remains have been taken to Pemba May Hospital mortuary while investigations into the incident continue. In international news, Mali and Burkina Faso say they are shutting their doors to U.S. citizens, a direct response to President Donald Trump's decision to ban travelers from their countries. The announcement came late Tuesday with both governments invoking reciprocity after the U.S. expanded travel restrictions on December 16 to 20th. Additional nations, including Mali, Burkina Faso, and Niger. Mali's foreign ministry said American nationals will now face the same conditions imposed on Malian citizens, effective immediately. Burkina Faso's foreign minister echoed that stance in a separate statement. The move highlights worsening relations between Washington and West Africa's military-led government, which have broken away from the regional bloc, ECOWAS. The White House cited ongoing attacks by armed groups as a key reason for the ban, but as both juntas say they are still struggling to contain. So in international news, Nigeria is set to enforce sweeping new tax laws on January 1st, President Bola Tinubu has confirmed brushing aside criticism of alleged discrepancies in the legislation. We monitored African news.
Nigeria is set to enforce sweeping new tax laws, President Bola Tinubu has confirmed, brushing aside criticism over alleged discrepancies in the legislation. After removing fuel subsidies and twice devaluing the Naira in his first year in office, Tinubu has turned to tax reform as the centerpiece of his economic agenda, calling it a once-in-a-generation fiscal reset. But the rollout has sparked controversy. Opposition lawmakers claim the new version of the laws includes provisions never approved by Parliament, raising fears of constitutional breaches. They argue the changes give tax authorities sweeping powers, including asset seizures without court orders and mandatory upfront payments before disputes can be heard. Tinubu rejects the claims, saying no substantial issue justifies delaying the reforms. He's urged businesses and citizens to support implementation, insisting the process is now firmly in the delivery phase.
More news still to come on Power FM.
Say hello to original, told you to expect some more. Take notice, take notice. What you want is what we got.
Introducing the original line of techno accessories, from chargers, cables, Bluetooth earbuds, smartwatches, wait for it, power banks, and many more. Choose techno. Choose original techno accessories. You can also check out our wide range of feature phones. Yatuma Batan. Now ready, available in all authorized techno stores countrywide. Techno. Expect more.
Say hello to original.
Hot off the press news from Lusaka, Arkabwe, Livingstone, and Copperbell.